USA Radio News.
U.S. officials say Russia has used hypersonic missiles in its war against Ukraine. Reportedly the first time a hypersonic missile has been knowingly used in combat. Video posted by the Russian Defense Ministry shows a missile hitting a building followed by a huge explosion. Moscow has said the strike destroyed a large underground weapons storage site. The town of Carbon, Texas, has been nearly wiped out by the Eastland Complex wildfires. Those fires have now burned over 54,000 acres, about 100 miles west of Fort Worth.
All this is material things, but it's still heartbreaking, and we're just hoping to rebuild.
A federal jury will hear opening statements tomorrow in the trial of a Long Island woman accused of luring four young men to their slaughter by more than a dozen members of the MS-13 street gang. Prosecutors say Lenise Escobar helped orchestrate the 2017 massacre as a teenage associate of the gang before falsely claiming to be a victim in the ambush. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Several people were injured when an L.A. County Sheriff's helicopter crashed Saturday afternoon. The helicopter was on its way to recover the victim of a vehicle accident. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva.
The aircraft landed just a few feet from a 200-foot drop down to Morris Dam below. So the fact that it did not roll over, go all the way down, or that there was no fire is nothing short of a miracle.
Indiana health officials are testing water and air quality following a fire at a Walmart distribution center. The fire in Plainfield this past week produced large clouds of smoke containing particulate material. Local health departments say that may cause health problems. An investigation into the fire's cause remains ongoing. Officials in Dumas, Arkansas, say as many as 20 people were shot, some of them children. At least one person was killed outside a car show raising money for a nonprofit youth organization Saturday night. Organizer Wallace McGee.
This had never happened with us in our event, ever.
This is USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
Two back-of-the-pack mushers had to be rescued in separate incidents from the Iditarod Trail sled dog race after winds from a severe ground storm caused worsening conditions, race officials said. One of those rescued was a musher who had a dangerous encounter with a moose before the race started. Both rescues happened as mushers were making the final push for the finish line in Nome. The nearly 1,000-mile Iditarod started March 6 near Willow and took mushers over the unforgiving Alaska wilderness. A new CDC study is showing the importance of getting a COVID-19 booster shot. Researchers found three doses of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine were 94% effective against death or ventilation during the recent Omicron surge. Two doses were only 79% effective in comparison. The CDC says these findings reveal that remaining up to date on COVID vaccinations is highly effective in preventing severe illness or death, even against current variants. LeBron James is rising once again up the NBA's career scoring list. James passed up NBA great Karl Malone into second place on the all-time scoring list during the Lakers' 127-119 loss against the Washington Wizards Saturday night. James scored 38 points for Los Angeles, racking up a career total 36,947 points, putting him behind only the legendary Kareem Abdul-Jabbar by 1,441 points.
It's an honor for myself, for my hometown, for my family, my friends, to be able to live these moments.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.